We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Samaches Amud Aleph, where we're starting a brand new perek, perek Behema Makasha. The beginning of this perek discusses the sugyo of Ben Pekua. Ben Pekua means that, we'll have this also on Daf Ayin Dalet, the Mishnah, that if you shecht a behema, and inside the behema was a uber, a fetus, the halacha is, that uber does not need shechita, according to Lisa Soma Tanoim, does not need any shechita. And that means that now it's born and it's alive, it could be a live animal walking around that does not need a shechita. So that is the halacha of a ben pekua. And that's what's discussed in this Mishnah, behema makasha leilet. The behemoth was in the middle of giving birth. And the ubar stuck out one of his hands and put it back in. The halacha is, and afterwards, when you shech the behemoth, it's muta ba'achila. What's muta ba'achila? It's a shayla in the Gemara. Does it mean the ubar, the rest of the ubar besides the hand? Or even the hand is muta ba'achila? We'll see in the Gemara. We're saying it's muta ba'achila. Hoitzias roishoi, which means now the roishoi, that means it's born. Because when the roish comes out, that it has been laid already, afa pishach zero, even if you put the head back, ha'reze kilod. Really, it's born already. And if it's born already, the shechita of the mother will not help. It needs its own shechita. And if that's if it's live, if it's found dead, it's a nevela. In the first case, let's say, or in any case, let's say he never stuck his hand out, then if you shecht it and you find it dead inside, it's still muta ba'achila, because the shechita may work. But if it's hoitzi roishoi, so then it's considered a leida, and it means no matter what. It means if it's alive, it needs a shechita, and if it's dead, it's a nevela, because the shechita of ima does not help. Another halacha, choytech ma'ubar shemeha. Let's say you stuck your hand into the stomach of the behema and you cut off a limb of the ubar and you left it inside. Muta ba'achila. The whole entire ubar is muta ba'achila, including that piece that's cut off. Minatchol minakloyos. But if you cut off a piece of the animal itself from its spleen or from its kidneys, osur ba'achila. Then it's osur ba'achila. We'll see it's drashos in the Gemara. This halacha. Ze'aklal. This is the rule. Davos shegufa. Which means the tchoyel klay, something that's part of the guf of the animal, also. That's also if it's separated before the shechita. If it ain't a guf, but it's not part of the guf, then it's mutter. Then the halacha is, v'shech the mother, it's mutter if it's not part of the guf. For example, the ubar, even though it's cut, it's still mutter. So our Gemara will discuss the first part of the Mishnah, the first half of the Mishnah, which says that you have a behema makasha lele, and v'hoitzi ubar es yodai, v'echziro is mutter ba'achila, then it says, v'hoitzi es reisha, no, then it's a kilod. That aver that was sticking out before and then came back in, once that aver went out of the behema, it's aser to eat. My time, Dama Kraw, Basa Asada Trefa, Loisachelu. And we darshan from Basa Asada Trefa, that means more than just a trefa, it means something that goes out of its mechitza. Kiven Shiyata Basa Chutz the mechitza Asa in Nasa. Like Rashi explains, ubasa v'sada means the basa went into the sada, went out of his mechitza. Now, in this case, the mechitza of this behemah is the rechim of the mother. Once it goes out, it has a din of a trefa, and it's pasul, has a psul, even if you put it back in, it's too late. And therefore, since it went out, just like a kachim that went out of the azaras, which is also learned from this pasuk actually, has a psul yaitse. This as well has a psul yaitse, this aver has a psul yaitse, and then it's ready, you can't eat it now, because the shechita of the mother will not work for it.
Until
you
shech the ben
pekua
itself.
So then it's not ben pekua. I'm saying, so if it's ben pekua that doesn't need shechita, the shechita doesn't work, because it's shechting like samanam da'ag shechtan already. That's a Rashi just later on, and so we're like that. But in a case where it was born, let's say before the shechita, that's a question. Let's say a case like this: it stuck out its hand, put it back in. Then the behemoth was born, the baby was born, and then you shechted the mother. Then the behemoth is fine. The baby is fine. There's no psul yoytze in that. It's only a psul yoytze if you need the mechitza. No, but it could. It's the Maram speaks out. That's not so simple. The Maram speaks out on Rashi that says behemoth makash leila b'shach shechita on the first Rashi. So the Maram speaks out. He says that nearest kavanas Rashi v'leim Rashi dinze beuber shoytzi es yadai lo shayich ela beinyan kishenitar uber v'shchita se'ein. It's only the gay if it's getting a het shchita se'ein. The haynu kishu nimtza v'soych v'shach shchita. Ava uber hanoylod, ava b'shoytzi koydem aleidah kama yevarim. In a klum, that's nothing. El nikur zeh baso, el shloy nikur zeh baso shiyasa lechut mechitzas. It's not called going out of mechitza. V'shul mechitza zeh aim, ain't a matiroi. Da tzorach shidus me'atzmai. L'kach le'nikur mechitzas. So this says that it's only if you need the mechitza, obviously. But if a case where it was born before the shechita, then even though it stuck his hand out, there's no psoh on it. It's only a psoh where it needs the mechitza. When it needs the mechitza, when it's being nitar b'shechitas imay, it's kind of mutar shechitas imay. So here there's a problem of sticking out the hand. So we're talking here a case where he stuck out his hand, went back in, and he shechted the mother. Here you have no choice. This hand will be awesome. There's nothing to do. Tanan, our Mishnah says, "Behem makash leil vayti ubaras yodavich zira." What does it say? Mutar v'achila. What does that mean? Mutar achila. Pasha means the hand. My lava eva. It's mashal because I put it back in. The eva is mutti. So it's the first Mishnah, not like Rav Yehuda v'shem Rav. It's like no loya uber. It's going on the uber. It's mutter. That's mutter to eat. But the means the uber. Frey to Gemara. If it's the uber, your uber. My ear achzira. What's the achzira got to do with anything? I feel loya achzira nami. If you tell me the hand's us anyway, so what's the achzira got to do with anything? Even didn't put it back in. The uber is mutter. What if I say achzira? Sounds like it was trying to have something with the eva. So frey to Gemara. Who did? And for the Gemara, who I did the five of Leach Zero. It's true. It makes a difference to put the hand back in, not back in. The Uber is mutter and the Aver is Asa. So why does it say Leach Zero? I did the Kabbai Mr. Sefer Hoitzias Roishoi, that's called a Leda. And we want to say Afa Pishach Zero Reza Kelud, even though you put it back in. Too bad. It's already done. It's already like it's born, and the Shechita of the mother won't work. So there, the Chiddush is, even though Shech Zero still does not work for this behema, Tananami Reisha Chzira. This is what Reisha says Chzira. And everyone wants to have a sefer my kamash. Well, what's talking Chiddush of the sefer? That the Ibri put it back is nothing. Of course, it was born. What's the Chiddush? My kamash lon. The Kim the Yotze Reisha Avaleda. The Chiddush is that must be you trying to tell me that the Chiddush is that Reisha is Koleda. Frank Dimar, but that's Tanina. That's the first Mishnah. You don't need our Mishnah for that. Because that's the first Mishnah. Ezehu Bechar L'Nachla V'Einu Bechar L'Kahanim. What's the example? Something about Adam. What's a Bechar L'Nachla and not Bechar L'Kahanim? Like Rashi explains, they have different dinim. A Bechar L'Kayin happens by Peter Rechem. The first time the Rechem gets opened up by a child, even though that child is Nefel, it dies right away, or it's even born dead, the halacha is that the next child is not the Bechar anymore for Kayin. Masha'inkin for Nachala, for having Pishnayim, for double, there, if the child never came out alive, it's not called a Bechar L'Nachla, and therefore the next child will be Bechar L'Nachla. And Rashi says the reason is because it's something that the father will be Mis'abalon, will bother him. So if the child never really born, he's not Liboy Dava love so much. And therefore, it's not considered Bechar L'Nachla. So it says in the Mishnah like this, Ezeh Bechar L'Nachla, Ve'ed Bechar L'Kanim. What's an example? Something is Bechar L'Nachla, but not Bechar L'Kanim. Haba Acha Nefalim. Something that comes after a Nefal. A Nefal is not a full-term baby. So not a full-term baby, Afa Pish Yotzer Reish Chai. If it's not a full-term, even though it came out alive momentarily, still, it's not considered a Bechar L'Nachla. It is called a Bechar L'Kanim, not Bechar L'Nachla. Oy ben tes, yotz reish mace, or it's even a full term, but it came out mace. So in both these cases, we say it's called a leida for a bechar, and it's not called a leida for the nachla. It's not called a nachla. And there's a whole machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, it's between Shulchan Aruch and the Goyin there. If a ben ches, shahitzi reish mace, is that a potl pidya ben? Look at Shulchan Aruch, simen shen hei sivchav gimel, ayin sham. But that's a sugi and bechar. But kapadim, taimo imaris dir. Taimo the roishoy meis ha roishoy chai. If the 9 month old baby came out alive, habach rav chal nachlo nami lehava. So you see, it's a leida with the roishoy itself. And beetzem, Tosis points out that he could have really said that it says by a koyin is called a leida. The whole shaila of nachlo koyin. This is libay dava alehim. If he bothers him. But it's mashma clearly that Roisha is called a leida just by the Mishnah itself. You don't need a diak. It says if the Roisha came out 8 months or 9 months for Bechar, it's called a leida. So right there is a raya. What do you need a diak? Tosis asks Kasha. The last time says Tema. The Havelah the Mifra Peshitas because of Ein Bechar L'Koyin. Okay, Mechiyot Roisha Havakliot. But the Gemara's Kasha is why does that Mishnah have to tell you? Hoitzi Roisha Vechzira Reisha Klut. That's the whole Chiddush. It's the first Mishnah that Roisha is called a leida. Bechitaim. I'll tell you like this. That Mishnah you're quoting me is the Mishnah by Adam. Our Mr. Behema. Well, maybe you can't learn out one from the other. V'chit heim, you'll tell me that really the sefer of Mishnah Roisha, that's the chiddush. Af bishach zir is called later. I can ask me, it's a Mishnah in Mechayris, and we know already. Maybe that's an Adam. This is a Behema. V'chit heim, Ashvim Adam, V'kumah Shalom Behema. Maybe you'll tell me that's Adam. This is Behema. And the Adam Behema, you can't learn Adam from Behema. Why not? First of all, the Ein will say each one has a Maila. First of all, the Ein praised Erla Behema, because a Behema does not have a proizdar. Proizdar means it doesn't have legs that cover the baby when it comes out. By a behema, it's very, very wide between the legs, and you can see the baby coming out. It's goli v'neatzmai. And since the roisha comes out so nicker, so that's called a leida. Made by a isha, by a adam, by a human, since the legs are in the way, you can't really see the head. Maybe a head alone is not called a leida. So you will learn out that way. And if we can learn Adam from Behema, Adam, you know why? Because by Adam, the Choshev parts of Panam the day. Because by Adam, I would say their Rosh is called Leida, because the head of a person, that's the whole thing. By Behema, there's no Mila over the head, over the tail. A Behema is a dud, it doesn't have any brains. It has a brain, but doesn't that helps them move. But like upon him, we're saying maybe you need two Mishnayos. One for Adam, one for Behemoth. Right? No, Hanami Tanina. For Behemoth, we don't need a Mishnah either. We have another Mishnah for Behemoth. Hanami Tanina, which is a Mishnah later on in this Masechta, it says, Shilya Shiyotza Miksasa, if a sack of the Behemoth came out a little bit, Asura Ba'achila. The Loch is also Achila. Like we said, that if the Roshoy is already born, there's no din of Shchitas Imay being matered. So here, if a Shilya came out, it's a Sophic, maybe the head came out. So, just like by Aisha, a head is enough, by a behemoth, a head is enough also. And therefore, maybe head came out, and therefore it's all Aser. So you see, Rosh is by a behemoth as well, for a Mishnah. So it's back Shver. What exactly? Huh? Mishnah says that if a Shilya, if a sack came out of behemoth, then you're worried maybe the Rosh was in that Shilya and came out, and that's a Leda. So therefore, Shchidas Ima will not be matter.
Just like
we see
Yad, and the
Yad is Asr. Not the whole Behemoth now. The whole Behemoth is Asr Ba'achila. The entire Behemoth is Asr Ba'achila.
The mother?
No, the Behemoth, the Yolud, the baby.
Because you don't know what came out. That's why.
It's not the reason, because here, he's saying here that maybe the head came out.
Maybe when something else came out, you don't know what came out. The head, maybe something else came out. And you don't know what it is, so the whole thing is Asr. Because the Kayyad is Asr.
I hear a kasha. Okay. So maybe because you're not sure what it is. Maybe you go bust a right then, I don't know. But the reason is, it says, because the word the Rosh came out. Because here the Rosh says, I'm telling you what Rashi says, that Rashi says that I feel my shayf, Kashin and Dilma, he mixes the Nofa, Yotza Rosh, Bahava Kiyalud, Hilkula Asira, the Shadin la Bossa Rosh. So you see that Rosh is called a Leda. You see from here that Rosh is called a Leda. So, obviously it's not our sugya, so when we get to that sugya, you have to remember your kasha. This is on daf ayin zayin amal. How do you know it's a roish? But al-kabonim, that's the facts. That they were worried the roish came out. So, what is asking? We know already roish in there. So, we have a bishlama, chziru the roisha, dafka. So, if now, go back to our Mishnah. So, our Mishnah says a chziru, what's the chiddush of a chziru? So, what we're asking is, we have a bishlama, chziru the roisha, dafka. If Echziru the Reisha is Dafka, we're saying if Echziroi, it's even the Eiv is Mutav Achila. So Tana Seifa Ot Reisha. Therefore it says the Seifa Ot Reisha. Eli Amrit. But if you say, Loi the Reisha Dafka, the Reisha is Lav Dafka. Loi the Seifa Dafka, because you don't need the Seifa. Lo Malila Mistakla, why do you have to say it all? Echziroi. Now it's back Shver. We want to say the reason why I said Echziroi in the Reisha is Otu the Seifa. The Seifa is Pashas. We know that Reisha comes out. That it's called the Yalud, because we brought a raya from a few places. We had a Bechiris, and he said, Adam, we have a case of Shilya, which is a raya to Behema. So, it's Shver, that, it's Shver, yeah, Dr. Gemara, but, yeah. Say, your kasha can make up a teretz anyway. It's a svek sveka there. I'm saying it's a suffix. Maybe no aver came out. So it's just one aver. It's a svek sveka. Maybe it's this or that. But the head is more chashuv, and therefore something like that. But I've had this. We have from the sugya. Sugya baba kama also as well. The sugya. It's a good kasha, but it's nothing to do with sugya. But he could have answered. The head is more chashuv because maybe it's an aver. It's a svek sveka on an aver. It could be there. It's different. But I mean, let's not get into that kasha. Back to our gemara's kasha. Hechziroi. So, what's the chziroi for? If it's mutter b'achila on the Uber, what does the chziro got to do with anything? We're saying the Uber is mutter b'achila. What's the hand going back in and do this? Oh, he said, "Otu otu the sefer. Sefer is not a chiddush. That's tomorrow's cash." So tomorrow, I am for stomach chziro d'reish dafka. Tana sefer out d'reish. I am for loy d'reish dafka. Sefer dafka. Both are not dafka. Lomu lim esnayi klal. Why say it all? Loy lama Uber. And vado we're talking about the Uber. It's mutter b'achila on the Uber. Don't worry, Nachman Yitzchak. So the question is, what's going on with the chziro? So k'domer Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Yitzchak l'makom chetach. We're talking about the place where you cut that limb off. Hachinam l'itzchol l'makom chetach. To the place you cut the limb off. What does that mean? Here, the behemoth stuck its hand out. Okay, the hand is no good now. So you have to cut it off. When you cut it off, the place where you cut it off, that spot is also should be also. Why? Because Rashi says that part is not considered in the behemoth, and it's not considered out of the behemoth. And therefore, there's only time it comes mutter b'shchit. There's only it's kol asher b'behema. Only if it's in the behema. So here, that you'd have to cut that off also. The place where you cut it, you'd have to cut a little extra. So here, the difference is a chziro. Since it's a chziro, you only have to cut off the part that came out. But the mokem chetach is good. What's the lomdus? So Rav Shash explains. One inch. So Rav Shash explains. Rav Shash has a kasha. I understand. Is it in or out? If it's out, it's aser. If it's in, then it's mutter. What's this in and out? So he says, "Basav asada treifa is mash mechutzim chitzase." It has to be nikar v'galui. So here, it's right at the border. You can't see it outside, but it's not considered inside. So therefore, it doesn't get a psul yaitzei because it's not nikar, but it's not inside. So now when it pulls it back in, now it's back inside for the shechita. So it's called bebehema for the shechita. Never got a psul yaitzei because it wasn't nikar. So now, that's what helps putting it back inside. Putting it back inside helps for the mokum of the chetach. That's what comes out. For the mokum of the chetach, it helps putting it inside. The Gemara's kasha was, what do you need, zero teretz? Yeah, it's the gay of four, mokum chetach. So again, Rav Yehuda Rav Shita is, the Eva Atzma is Aser, the Uba is Mutter. Why is it zero for the mokum of the chetach? And we'll continue with now, more kashas on Rav Yehuda Rav.